Of course, Brazil was already dealing with the political crisis I mentioned earlier. President Dilma Rousseff was recently suspended from office while lawmakers consider impeachment. She's accused of misusing government money. Most Brazilians seem to be in favor of her impeachment, but now many are questioning the entire process. So Dilma might still survive. For an update, I spoke with the world's Will Carlos in Rio.
A lot of people wanted to sort of be rid of Dilma. But at the same time, I think a lot of people think that the process by which she was gotten rid of, or at least gotten rid of temporarily, was pretty underhand and was largely engineered by sort of interests who are sort of trying to get rid of this huge graft investigation that's been going on and that she was largely supportive of. So the sort of conspiracy theory that's actually become less of a conspiracy theory and more sort of mainstream is that the whole thing was engineered to make this big corruption scandal go away. And now that sort of more and more is coming out about that, more and more people are sort of getting upset with the impeachment and the way that it all came about.
Right. Do those critics have a point?
Yeah, I think they do have a point. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, you've seen two of Michel Temer, the new acting president's ministers, have to step down after embarrassing leaks showed them talking in sort of disparaging terms or basically sort of plotting to get rid of this investigation. So there's clearly some evidence that, you know, that was part of the reasoning behind the way that this was done. At the same time, I mean, this was arguably a democratic process. It was all constitutional. And so the argument that it was a sort of a traditional coup, I think, is less strong.
Is there any way Dilma can save her presidency by rallying congressional support back on her side?
We need to be clear. She has not been impeached at this stage. She is on trial for impeachment. Now, in a few months after that trial is concluded, there will be a new vote of the Senate. And the crucial thing about this new vote is that two-thirds of the senators must vote to actually finally impeach her. Now, that's a very high hurdle to get over. And to give you some context, the last time the Senate voted to put her on trial, 55 senators voted to put her on trial for impeachment. Well, two-thirds of senators is 54. So in theory, all Dilma needs to do over the coming weeks and months is to sort of flip two of those senators and get them on her side. And in theory, she could survive that vote and could come back.
All right, two senators. But if that fails, is there any other way for Dilma to win her fight?
So if that fails, no. If that fails, she's done. I mean, if she's voted out in that final vote, then she must step down. She's not allowed to run for office again. And Michel Temer, the acting vice president, will in all likelihood sort of see out the rest of her term.
I got to say, this impeachment story in Brazil, Will, it feels like nesting dolls, a story within a story within another story. Where does it all stop?
Oh, who knows, Marco? I mean, this continues unreeling, and it's very interesting for journalists here and hopefully for the listeners, too, to kind of watch this play out. I mean, you know, if she is finally impeached, then I think things may calm down for a little bit. But in Brazil, I mean, who knows? I'm wary of making any such predictions.
The world's Will Carlos in Rio de Janeiro. Thanks, as always, Will.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.